Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, a.k.a. the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Welcome to Lawmaster Law of God broadcast. To begin, I will do some readings, after which I will turn to the outline. First readings, all things define God. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 44:22, 1 Corinthians 14:40. We said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the we being the Gentiles, let all things be done decently and in order. Genesis 44:20, John 18:35, we said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, what hast thou done? Genesis 44:21, Mark 10:20, 1 Corinthians 14:40, our Lord, our being the Gentiles, Tommy L. Hart said to his servants, I have observed, fulfilled all things written below. I have done all things decently and in order. The word of God announces all things. Romans 14:20, Jeremiah 22:29, Joshua 3:10. All things below are pure. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. It is truth. These things, remember, define God. They define Tommy L. Hart. Job 12:22, he discovers deep things contained in the AVB. It is done. Job 28:11. He brings forth things here in the AVB. It is done. And these things are done by Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 2:22. He reveals the deep and secret things. It is done. Daniel 2:29. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. It is done. Isaiah 40:1. He brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. It is done. Isaiah 30:18. The Lord is a God of judgment. It is truth. John 14:26. He shall teach you the people, Gentiles included, all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the word of God, have said to you. It is done. John 16:13. He will show you things to come. It is done. Job 37:4. His voice is heard. It is truth. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord gives thee understanding in all things. It is done. Proverbs 2:6. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It is truth. Hosea 8:13. He will remember there the Gentiles' iniquity. It is done. Hosea 9:9. He will visit there the Gentiles' sin. It is done. Psalm 53:6. God brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. Psalm 14:7. The Lord brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. Psalm 98:2. The Lord hath made known his salvation. It is done. Psalm 98:2. He hath openly showed his righteousness. It is done. Isaiah 53:11. He brings forth the Gentiles' iniquity. It is done. Psalm 37:6. He shall bring forth thy, the Gentiles' righteousness. It is done, as shown in the law. Daniel 1:17. God gave the people and the Gentiles knowledge. It is truth. 1 Samuel 2:3. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. It is truth. John 4:25. He tells the people all things. It is done. 1 Corinthians 2:11. He knows the things of God. It is truth. Proverbs 29:24. He hears cursing and reveals it. It is done. Luke 9:26. He appears in his own glory. It is truth. The Lord God appears in his word. John 9:16. He does not keep or observe the Sabbath. It is truth. Acts 10:6. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. It is done. Joel 2:32. He calls the remnant of his people. It is truth. Psalm 1:2. His delight is in the law of the Lord. It is truth. Isaiah 33:8. He regardeth no man. It is truth. John 7:4. He himself seeketh to be known openly. It is truth. Job 21:22. He judges those that are high. It is done. Leviticus 26:10. He brings forth the old. It is done. As a result of Tommy Hart's performance of all things, God, Tommy L. Hart, shall be glorified. The word of John 18:35 asks Lord Tommy Hart, what hast thou done? The word John 10:33 and Psalm 7:14 in answer to his own question says to Lord God Tommy Hart, thou being a man makest thyself God. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the God that doeth wonders. Also, I have done that which is written in Acts 20:35. I have showed you, the people, all things. I have just done that again. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I say to you, all things written above, as read by me, are done, performed, completed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 22:4 says, all things are ready. I say to you, all things which are written above are done by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Peter 4:7, the end or conclusion of all things, John 8:40, John 1:3, Jeremiah 10:16, and Jeremiah 51:19, Hebrews 3:4. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a man that hath told you, the people and the Gentiles, the truth. All things are made, put in proper condition by him. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the former or arranger of all things. Tommy L. Hart, who built all things, is God. Now the reading of the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Let me say here that these readings are very important. Very important. If you, the people, want to know what the Gentiles think, you get that through these readings. In these readings, you see, you hear the mind of the Gentiles. The Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:145, John 1:22, Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Judges 13:12, Judges 9:10, Isaiah 3:6, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Judges 9:12, Genesis 44:10, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, Hosea 14:2, Nehemiah 5:12, Job 11:18, 1 Samuel 23:27, Judges 9:14. To the unknown God, the Gentiles have written to me, hear us, O Lord. Who art thou? What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? And of what people art thou? Now let thy words come to pass, or occur, exist. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Seek and search out all things, they say to me. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Deliver us from evil. From the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely, they tell God. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou, Lord God, sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. So again, I remind you that I have not come on my own. I have come in answer to the Gentiles' official call and promises intended for God. The call's sidebar. Psalm 37:40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The question, Romans 11:4, what says the answer of or from God? God's answer to the call, Genesis 44:21, Genesis 46:2, Acts 20:35, 1 Timothy 2:3, Ezekiel 20:33. And thou, the word of God is doing the talking here. And thou said to thy servants, thou being the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, said to thy servants, here am I. I have showed you all things. This, the things constituting the call and the promises, is good and acceptable in the sight of God. I will rule over you. Confirmation, Psalm 99, verse 8. Thou, the Gentiles, say to God, O Lord, our God, Tommy, our heart, answered us, the Gentiles. The next reading is has to do with the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. In accordance with there, the Gentiles' call for God, and 2 Corinthians 8:5, the Gentiles in their official statement of compliance and submission give themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. This is the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 13:28, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, 1 Samuel 12:4, Isaiah 63:19, Joshua 9:11, Song of Solomon 1:4, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. The servants, the Gentiles, said to him, Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We, the Gentiles, are in thine hand, as it seems good and right to thee to do to us, do. Thou hast not pardoned, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us. We, the Gentiles, are thine. We, the Gentiles, are your, Tommy L. Hart, servants. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants, the things, the judgments, which thou, Lord Hart, hast spoken, are good for us to do. The Gentiles, in their subsequent proclamation of conversion, answer this question. Acts 2:37, men and brethren, what shall we do? In Acts 15:3, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am commanded to declare the conversion of the Gentiles. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. Joel 3:9, Matthew 11:15, Ezekiel 7:10, Matthew 1:23, Exodus 9:27, 1 John 5:14, Daniel 9:14, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, Deuteronomy 6:25, Judges 13:23, Hebrews 2:8, John 6:29, Hebrews 12:9-28, 2 Corinthians 5:1. Acts 10:39, Mark 7:37, Psalm 100:5, Psalm 99:9, John 19:7, Jeremiah 8:8, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Hebrews 10:39, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Psalm 98:1, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Psalm 118:24. 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 40:8. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Behold, the day of God, behold, it is come, God is with us. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is righteous, he heareth us. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his works which he doeth. The Lord Tommy L. Hart hath brought forth our, the Gentiles' righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, as he hath commanded us, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have showed us all things. We see all things. This all things is the work of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which have corrupted us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to God and live? Let us have grace whereby we, the Gentiles, may or shall serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We, the Gentiles, have an eternal building, namely all things, from God. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, did. He hath done all things well, expertly. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is good. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, is holy. We, the Gentiles, have a law from our God. The law of the Lord is with us. The law of our God is holy and just and good. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord who hath showed us light or knowledge. His law is the light. Be not deceived. God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We are not of them who draw back. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which are revealed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, belong to us and to our children forever and ever. We shall perform all the words of this law of our God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He hath done marvelous things. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath said. This is the day which the Lord Tommy L. Hart hath made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. I have given you some readings, very important readings, very enlightening and edifying readings. Hearing the things which have to do with you, the people, the Gentiles, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I now will read the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And it's coming up here. The commandment of God. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people.
starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering, but state your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. This is the Lord God's word to the President of the United States and its Congress. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. I say to you, fulfill the law of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. Execute the law that has come from your Lord and your God. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, I turn to the outline as shown on Lawmaster's page for this episode. The lying Christian ministers, hereafter called the LCM, do that which they do best. That is, they lie. The LCM, or lying Christian ministers, teach you and your people a false message. They tell you how weak and bad your flesh is, and they put down the law without ever showing you what law they are talking about. They take advantage of your ignorance. The LCM, lying Christian ministers, tell you, the people, that you, the people, cannot keep the law. But I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, desire to edify you. I will show you the law so you can determine once and for all whether the law is capable of being performed by people who are in the flesh. But first, we must have this understanding that the law is a fait accompli. It is already in effect, making opposition or argument useless. That's a powerful statement. So now, I turn to the law. And this is very important because the LCM, or lying Christian ministers, are always telling the people that the law is void, or they are telling the people that they cannot perform what is written in the law. But as I read, they never show the people the law. This is the law. Let's go through it. Let's walk through this law and see what is written in the law. In the Bible, the question is asked, what is written in the law? I've answered the question before. You've heard me read the law before. I will now walk through it with you again. This is the law of God. People, get this. You are hearing the law, which the LCM, lying Christian ministers, put down without ever showing the people. This is the law of God. Now, this is the people's law. This law is taken from the Authorized Version Bible. So God is not the creator of this law. The people have put the law in the Bible. The Gentiles have put the law in the Bible. This, what I give, this reading of the law, these things that constitute the law, which I sometimes call the people's law, because it comes from the people. It originates from the people. Isn't there something? The Bible is a law book. I say that again. The Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book. It is not a religious book at all. Now, that's a point worthy of remembrance. You should always remember that, and you should always declare that. The Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the one which God uses, is a law book. Not a religious book at all in any way. Actually, the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, is against religion. And you've heard me talk on that. Many of you have. You've heard me say that. The last time I came before you, the last episode, I showed how the Bible puts down the LCM. It puts down the Christian ministers. It puts down the Christian ministers. It has deprived the religionists. It has deprived the Christians of all power, of any power, all power. They are deprived of power. The minister, the Christian minister, is deprived of power. He has no power. Let's go through the law. This is the law. This is the way. The law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. Now, what are the things that the word of God commands you, the people, the Gentiles? All the people shall hear and fear. Hear what? Hear this law. And do what? And fear. Fear who? Fear God, as you will see in the law. All the people shall hear and fear. Are you who are in the flesh capable of hearing? Okay? Yes, absolutely. As soon as they hear, this is very important, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient. The law, as said earlier, is already in effect. Not will go into effect. It is already in effect. It is a fait accompli. The thing already in effect, making opposition or argument useless. Useless. It's already in effect. Get that. Remember that. Know that. Abide by that. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. God shall be with you. The word of God goes on talking. The word of God is doing the talking here. Okay. I'm doing the reading. God shall be with them, the people, the Gentiles, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them as I am now, and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. The Lord will do great things. And I read the great things which the Bible says God will do. In my first reading of all things, at the beginning of this episode, all things are very important. All of these things are very important. The Lord will do great things. He, God, shall have dominion. Okay, that's promised God in the call. You heard me read that in the call, the Gentiles' call for God. The Lord will do great things. He shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Word of God is doing the talking. This is already predetermined. This is already determined, okay? Things already determined. Have faith or complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, our dwelling place. Here's a change here in the law. First it was talking about, you know, how things shall be when God comes. Now the law says, behold, the tabernacle, the dwelling place belonging to God is with me. That's an announcement, people. I'm telling you. God is, as stated earlier, God is with us. As the Gentiles expressed in their declaration of conversion. You heard me read it. Okay? The tabernacle, a dwelling place belonging to God, is with men. The temple or dwelling place of God is holy. The Lord lives. Now you hear his voice. Okay. Behold, now there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having a designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says officially comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious. Now the word of God is describing my work, God's work, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. God is with thee, the people, the Gentiles. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This is Bible. This is Bible. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Says who? Says the word of God. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. Are the Gentiles capable of doing that? Are you capable of doing that? Absolutely. Sure you are. He worketh the work. He, Tommy L. Hart, worketh the work belonging to the Lord, as expressed and shown in all things that I read to you. Okay? The Lord is the performer of all things. I have already performed them. He who does the work belonging to the Lord is the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Are you capable of doing that? Yes. I've shown you the evil of religion, the evil of Christianity, the evil of the LCM, the lying Christian ministers. And remember that, LCM stands for lying Christian ministers. I say it again. LCM in my writings and in my speech, LCM stands for lying Christian ministers, because that's what the Christian ministers do. They do that which they do best. They lie. Not sometimes. They lie all the time. Okay? You are capable of doing that. You are capable of departing from evil, as the law commands. Ye shall receive, Tom L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. You who are in the flesh are able to do that. Receive ye the law, this law that I read to you. Receive ye the law from him. You are capable of doing that. You who live in the flesh are capable of doing that. Right. Listen, I go on. The word of God goes on, saying, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. You who are in the flesh are capable of doing that. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resists him, Tommy L. Hart, the great power, having the designation of God, resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God, Tommy L. Hart. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. He does not sin. The word of God says about me, the Lord God, your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. So the word is giving an understanding, clear, vivid understanding of what your relationship to God should be. The word of God continues. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. You who are in the flesh are able to do that. You are able to turn from the evil of Christianity, and any other evil, you are able to turn to me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. So, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments. The Gentiles are able to do that. And wait on or serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles are able to do that. The people are able to do that. They are able to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, as they should. And serve thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. You can do that. You can take care of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You can worship him. You have that ability, you who are in the flesh. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. I construct the word of truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of truth, just and right is he. The word has already said it, that I am just and right. And confirm the fact of the matter that I construct the word of God. Oh. Thou shalt know the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. You who are in the flesh are able to do that. You're able to keep, obey, understand, do that commandment. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. That's written. The Gentiles are capable of doing that. He, your God, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart, who gives you richly all things to enjoy with appreciation. Savor all things. Savor them. And abide by their conclusion. That the Lord God is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is the living God. Trust in the living God. You are able to do that. The flesh is able to do that. Yes. It's a decision. It's an act of obedience. The flesh is able to obey these things. Trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Salute the Lord your God. The Gentiles are able to do that. The people are able to do that. Speak the truth. You who are in the flesh are able to do that. You have that ability. The Gentiles have that ability, and so do you. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another.
don't rob God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, of his glory. Don't rob him of his due glory, that which he is deserving of. The Word of God has already said he is an honorable man. His work is honorable and glorious. Okay? What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. You, the people, and the Gentiles are able to follow that. You are able to obey that. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For you're able to do that. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You've been told already that he shall give you understanding of all things. He, the Lord God. That's what I've done. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. Okay, that came up next. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. I've already done that. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The Gentiles shall carry out the judgment coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have the capacity to do that. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye shall fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Gentiles are able to do that. The other people are able to do that. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. All of you are able to do that. All of you, being in the flesh, you are able to give glory to God. You are able to glorify me, Tommy L. Hart, the living God. Ye shall diligently fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Are you able to do that? Yes, you are. You have the capacity to obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Are the Gentiles able to do that? Yes. They're in the flesh. They are able to do that. Are you able to do it? Yes. You, being in the flesh, are able to do this. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. No argument. It's settled. My word, the word of God, tells you, the people, the Gentiles included, that my word is right. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, can be seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster Program, www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou, the Gentiles, have done, it shall be done to thee. The Gentiles, his, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants shall serve him. Who are the God's servants? The Gentiles. They have admitted to that in one or two of the readings that I just did. Okay. They did it in their statement to God, and they did it in their declaration of conversion. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God. They are able to do that. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commands them. They are able to do that. Wait on the Lord. Serve the Lord. Wait on to act as servant to. The Gentiles and the people are able to do that. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. You being in the flesh, you are able to do that. He, the Lord God, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. The Lord God is thy keeper. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His name, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name, shall be in there, the Gentiles' foreheads. Are the Gentiles able to do that? Yes, they are able to do that. That is capable of being done by the Gentiles who are in the flesh. All the Gentiles. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He cares not. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. You are able to do that. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. These things that I give to you are found in the readings, okay, that I do. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. All of you, being in the flesh, are able to do that law, fulfill that law, carry out that commandment. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You are able to give to me. The Gentiles, my servants, are able to give to me. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. give to the Lord glory and strength. You all are able to do that, all of you in the flesh. Give to the Lord the glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You are able to do that. Yes, you are in the flesh, and you are able to do these things written in the law. Say among the nations, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart reigns. All of you are able to do that. Take diligent heed to do the commandments and the law, and to cleave to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and to serve him. You're able to do all of these things that the word of God says, all of you, Gentiles included. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and truth. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You're able to obey that law. Do not sin against the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. You all are able to do that. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions. Thou shalt not prevail against the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. You, the Gentiles, are able to fulfill that, to see to it that that is so. But you shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving. You are able to do that. Pay thy vows to the Most High. You heard the Gentiles' promises to God in the reading that I did, called the official call, the Gentiles' official call and promises to God. You heard that. So what's the point of this reading here? Go to the Lord. You're able to do that. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Give glory to him. You're able to do that. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law. You're able to do that, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. The Gentiles are able to do that. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. All of you are able to do these things written in the law. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. All of you are able to do that, to remember the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. You all are able to do that. You all are in the flesh. You all are able to do all these things that the word of God has said. Now, the lying Christian ministers, the LCM, do not have a leg to stand on. They put down the law. I just read the law. Now, you tell me what's wrong with it. Well, I don't want to hear what you say. If you think something is wrong with it, of course I don't want to hear that. No, I don't. There is nothing wrong with this law. Should you fear God? Yes, you should. That's the law. Should the Gentiles serve God as they have promised? Yes, they should. That's the law. That's written in the law. I have answered the question, the Bible question that asks, what is written in the law? I have walked you through the law. Everything that I read that the word of God commanded you to do, you are able to do it. Now, what's with this, the LCM telling the people they cannot keep the law? So God had to send a son and this and that. All the lies, all the garbage. It's a mess. No wonder Christianity is condemned. Wake up, people. Wake up. So you see, in hearing the law, by hearing the law, that the law is good, as the Bible says. The Gentiles have already acknowledged that the law is good. The law is holy and just. Good, holy, and just. The law. That is the law, people, I present to you. You need to make sure you get your preachers to hear this, to hear these episodes, to hear Lawmaster. Run from them, really, really. Run from them. Run from them. Run from them. Do as the Bible says. Depart from evil. Depart from the Christian, from the church. Depart is evil. And turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do the right thing. The right thing is not to stay with the evil. The right thing is to resist, turn away from the evil, and turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, just a few minutes remaining in this hour. So now I return to the outline. But let me make this statement. You see that the things that are written in the law are capable of being done by people who operate and who are in the flesh. No doubt. the same minister who tells you that the law is not good, the law is against you, the law is void, on and on and on, is the same one who would tell you, serve the Lord. That's the law. The law says, serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They're just full of stuff out there. Bad stuff. They're just evil. Okay, now, the LC Online Christian ministers are deceitful workers, and those who follow them walk in lies. We know these things about the lying Christian ministers. One, they cause the people to err. That's Isaiah 9:16. Two, they cause the people to trust in a lie. Jeremiah 28:15. Three, they cause the people to hold fast deceit. Jeremiah 8:5. Four, they all the LCMs, they all deal falsely. Jeremiah 8:10. And five, they will not speak the truth. Jeremiah 9:5. Isaiah 27:11 and Galatians 2:14 show the result of the teachings of the LCM. Remember, LCM stands for lying Christian ministers. It is a people of no understanding. That's what you get from the lying Christian ministers. No understanding of the truth of Bible content. No understanding of God. No understanding of all things. No understanding of the law. Thing to remember, the LCM have been deprived of power. Christianity is put down for its wickedness. Now, that is a big embarrassment to the Gentiles, that their religion has been put down by the Bible and that it is to be rejected. So they, the Gentiles, keep that knowledge to themselves. It is good to know the truth. Statements of concern, Deuteronomy 9:7, remember and forget not. Remember and forget not. Remember these things that I teach. Take notes. You should have a book, a tablet or something, that you are writing the things that you are learning. Writing the things that you are learning. Writing the things that you should remember. The law, the Bible is a law book. The lying Christian ministers are evil. Christianity is evil, on and on. Okay. The importance of all things. The Gentiles are a declaration of conversion. The Gentiles call and promises intended to be received by God. All of these things you should remember. You should be knowledgeable of. Knowledgeable of the Lord. Knowledgeable of the law. See, where am I? Really? Know the truth statements. Remember and forget not. 2 Peter 1, 15 through 16. And I may have to continue this, finish this, I think, in the next broadcast. But let's see 2 Timothy. It says 2 Timothy 1, verses 15 and 16. Those statements say, have these things always in remembrance. For we, the Gentiles, acknowledge something here. They say, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. What fables are they talking about? They're talking about the fables in the Authorized Word Bible, about the fables in your Bible. They say they have not followed the fables, but they teach fables to you. They teach you that from this statement, which they teach you that which they do not follow. They know that the story of Jonah and the fish, whatever kind of fish it was, is a fictitious story. They know that the story of Moses delivering the children of Israel from Egypt and going through the sea on dry land and all. They know that that's a fable.
They know that. They say, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Now, we'll have to pick up on this the next time, or either just move on. But you can look up these passages. I have them there in the description. You can look them up for yourself. But I might need to make a word on it. We'll see what happens next time. You have been edified by this program, by this episode. What should you do? Do as I said. Do as the law has said. Depart from evil. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do the applicable things written in the law. Gentiles, serve your God, Tommy L. Hart. Be responsible, all of you people. Obey the commandment that I read coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That starts out starting September 1, 2012. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God a check on money order in the amount of $30. Do that. My address is Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. P.O. Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia, 30815. Do that. Do that. Obey the commandment, the law says, and obey the law. Join me next time, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.